doctor's office. How can I help you?
Hi, I was calling about a bill I received in the mail.
Can I know for which doctor it is?
Oh my god, what's his last name? The podiatrist Blanken. There we go.
Dr. Blanken?
Yes.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me transfer your call to the concerned person, okay?
Sure.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Nick from Billing Department. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm calling about a bill I received in the mail.
Sure, I can help you with that. By any chance, do you have a patient account number with you?
No, and I also don't have a bill in front of me. I left a message a couple days ago about it. I don't know if you guys have received that. Last name is Welch, W-E-L-C-H.
Yes, yes, I remember. Let me open your account. Just a moment, please.
Sure.
If I remember correctly, you mentioned that there were two transactions, 9742 and 9793, and you had paid that during the visit, right?
Yes, I've paid the copay already with an FSA, but it's saying that I didn't, the bill.
I see. So actually, Miss, we are the third party, so sometimes, you know, doctor's office receives the payments and the transaction information has not been shared with us for some reason. So do you have any receipt or, you know, statement that we can use as proof and correct your accounts?
Kind of. I have a document from my FSA provider. However, it's not a full, like, record accounting of, like, it doesn't have the doctor's name anymore because it is over 90 days since the FSA was closed. It does have the transaction date and the transaction amount.
I think that should work, yeah. That should work.
Okay, where should I send it to?
Yes, you can email it to us. I can provide you an email address. Let me know whenever you are ready for noting it down.
1 sec.
Sure.
All right, I'm ready.
Yes, it is podiatry spelled as P-O-D-I-A-T-R-Y, podiatry.
Got it.
At I E B O R A I Fedora.
Could you say that again?
Sure. It is I F E D O R A I Fedora.
I Fedora.
Mm-hmm. .com.
Huh. Okay. But I F as in Frank E. D is in David, ORA.com.
Yes, ma'am. That's perfect.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'll send that to you. Also, I guess you're a third party, so you wouldn't know, but why am I receiving this bill almost 12 months after the date of service?
Let me check if we had sent the statements from our end. Just a moment, please.
Sure. The latest one was in September of 2024, so.
Yeah. September 2024. Let me check if your address has been corrected from the account. Just a moment.
It's been the same address for the whole time in case that helps.
I see. I'm not sure why it was not received by you, if there is any, you know, error, technical error from the doctor's office, but we can figure that out. I can raise a query for that.
Sure.
And yes, you can, as discussed, you can email the receipts to us and then we can definitely rectify your account immediately.
Okay, great. I'll send that to you sometime today.
All right. And by the way, these were the only two transactions which you found error with, right?
Yes, but I will also be double checking on the rest of the records to the insurance because, again, it's kind of crazy that this is coming to me almost a year after the date of service, and this is my first notification received of it. So I'll be double checking those. But yes, absolutely, two of the transactions or amounts due are incorrect, at least.
I see. That's perfect. I would really recommend that. And thank you so much for the information you shared. And I'm so sorry for the inconvenience caused to you.
Not your fault. Thanks for your help.
Thank you. Have a lovely day.
You too. Bye.